Putin Dying, Truth or Fiction? By Donald Jeffries. Stories have been appearing throughout the mainstream media alleging that the demonized president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, is deathly ill. It is difficult to determine the truth about anything pertaining to one of those foreign hobgoblins the American intelligence agencies continually trot out to distract the public from our glaring domestic concerns. The most dubious source for this rumor is probably former MI6 intelligence officer Christopher Steele, of Steele dossier fame. Certainly, from what we're hearing from sources in Russia and elsewhere, is that Putin is, in fact, quite seriously ill, Steele told Sky News. It's not clear exactly what this illness is, whether it's incurable or terminal, or whatever. But certainly, I think it's part of the equation. Ukrainian head of military intelligence Kirilo Budanov echoed these comments to Sky News, maintaining that Putin is in a very bad psychological and physical condition and he is very sick. A video emerged of what seemed to be a bloated Putin, tightly gripping a table for support. Putin's many enemies quickly jumped to what seems to be unwarranted assumptions. Former UK politician Louise Mensch claimed the footage corroborated earlier reports that Putin has Parkinson's disease. Here you can see him gripping the table so that his shaking hand is not visible, but he cannot stop his foot from tapping, Mensch said. Texas Tech professor Eric Busey, a body language expert, observed that Putin's face looked clearly bloated and his demeanor showed signs of illness. It's an astonishingly weakened Putin compared to the man we observed even a few years ago, Busey stated. An able-bodied president would not need to keep himself propped up with a hand held out for leverage and would not be concerned about keeping both feet planted on the ground. The Kremlin has denied all reports about Putin being ill. Other rumors assert that Putin has had 35 secret meetings with a cancer doctor and has been bathing in the blood of deer antlers. The same Russian media outlet that mentioned the bizarre baths, The Project, suggested that Putin had some secretive, mysterious surgery done on him last fall, noting that he did not appear in public for the entire month of September. The report continued, in medical circles, it is believed that the president was undergoing a complicated procedure related to some kind of thyroid disease during this period. Yet another widely promulgated story is that Putin is very ill with blood cancer, quoting an oligarch close to the Kremlin, who was secretly recorded. New Lines magazine obtained the recording and reported, "The recording represents rare testimony by someone with proven ties to the Russian government that its fanatical dictator may well be seriously unwell." Demonstrating his bias very clearly, the unnamed oligarch declared, "He absolutely ruined Russia's economy, Ukraine's economy, and many other economies, ruined them, absolutely." He continued, "The problem is with his head. One crazy guy can turn the world upside down." The man is further described as an energy tycoon, who is one of the wealthiest Russian businessmen. He was also recorded as exclaiming, "We all hope that Putin either dies from the cancer or is deposed from power." The Times of London speculated about Putin's health, based on several sightings of the Russian leader walking with a noticeable limp. The Sun, a popular British tabloid, published an article on the 9 chilling signs Putin is suffering from a serious disease. Controversial film director Oliver Stone disclosed that Putin was battling cancer during the years he interviewed him extensively, from 2015 to 2017. The Kremlin insists that no sane person would believe any of these stories. "I don't think that sane people can see in this person signs of some kind of illness or ailment," Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said. "You can watch him on screens, read and listen to his speeches. I leave it to the conscience of those who spread such rumors despite daily opportunities to assess how anyone is looking." Christopher Steele wasn't the only person connected with British intelligence to chime in on this subject. Former head of MI6 Sir Richard Dearlove predicted that Putin's failing health would render him unable to lead Russia by next year. An anonymous Federal Security Bureau, FSB, officer declared that Putin has a severe form of rapidly advancing cancer, giving him no more than 2 to 3 years to stay alive. A former FSB officer who defected alleged that Putin's eyesight was failing, forcing everything written for him to be in extremely large letters. Certainly, it's possible that a 69-year-old man like Putin could have a serious health condition, but one must keep in mind the sources. Our intelligence agencies and their mouthpieces in the Mockingbird media lie routinely about everything. Is it likely that they'd be telling the truth about the world leader they seem to hate as much as Donald Trump?